This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I'm joined by Dr. Kevin Zahn, assistant professor of otolaryngology at Northwestern Medicine. Woo, that's a mouthful. Welcome, Dr. Zahn. It's so nice to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to talk to you.
Thank you. Well, Dr. Zahn, let's get right to it. First of all, what is otolaryngology?
We refer to it as ear, nose, and throat, or ENT. So we deal with, you know, disorders of ears, nose, and throats.
Okay. So today we're going to talk specifically about general hearing loss. And this subject is something that's near and dear to me because I have a father who's in his 80s and he suffers from hearing loss. And about 20% of Americans report some degree of hearing loss. And by the age of 65, that prevalence can be as high as 1 in 3. Wow. That's alarming. What actually causes hearing loss?
When we talk about hearing loss in adults, you know, it's a very complex issue. And we actually, you know, believe it or not, in the most instances, we don't really know the cause of hearing loss because the organ of hearing is an extremely complex machinery with hundreds of genes and structures involved. And any, you know, malfunction in any one of them can ultimately lead to hearing loss. And certainly we know that noise exposure to loud sounds over a course of lifetime, whether it's through your occupation or going to loud concerts, for example, can be a detriment to your hearing. But a lot of it is also genetics and kind of what you're in, the rate at which your hearing loss will progress is sort of also sort of set as well. So it's hard to pinpoint the exact cause in the majority of adult hearing losses. And, you know, like, just like you said, you know, a population in the United States over 65 is actually projected to surpass the population under 18. Not in a few years. And so more and more patients will have hearing loss in the future as our U.S. population ages.
And of course, there are different levels to hearing loss. You have some people like myself. I've been wearing headphones doing radio for more than 20 years. And sometimes I'm like, huh, what did you say? And then you have someone like my dad who literally you have to yell or you have to stand in front of him and he has to read your lips in order for him to hear. There are different types of hearing loss, correct?
That's correct, yes. There's two major components to hearing. And when we think about how sound is ultimately delivered into the cochlea and then ultimately to the brain, and the first component of that, we call that conductive hearing, which is the sound pressure wave going into your ear canal, then vibrating your eardrum, and then, you know, vibrating the three little hearing bones. And all up until that point, and the last hearing bone then vibrates the inner ear fluids of the cochlea. So all of that vibration stuff, that's all conductive hearing. So if you can imagine a very simple form of a conductive hearing loss is simply putting an earplug in your ear, right? That's a conductive hearing loss because sound's not getting into your ear as well. And then the organ of hearing, the cochlea itself, is what actually receives all that sound, turns it into an electrical input, and then brings it to the brain. In the vast, vast majority of age-related hearing losses, that's all what's called sensory neural or nerve hearing loss, which is going on in the cochlea.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I'm joined by Dr. Kevin Zahn, assistant professor of otolaryngology at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Zahn, what symptoms might indicate that somebody might need to get their hearing tested?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I think the first sign is really that you're having difficulty hearing, right? You're having to turn up the TV louder. You're having difficulties communicating with others. You're having to repeat yourself saying, what? Could you repeat that again? Those are really the first kind of signs of that, of course. Certainly, if you have a sudden hearing loss and you have sudden ear fullness for no reason, or you have a really loud ringing in your ear, we call tinnitus, those can also be signs that you have an issue going on with your hearing. But as you know, gradually, the majority of people just notice more and more frustration and difficulty in numerous social environments.
And what can you tell us about hearing aids and their benefit for people who experience hearing loss?
Yeah, so hearing aids are an excellent option, you know, is simply that the volume needs to be turned up. And that's what a hearing aid does, is it turns the volume up in certain frequencies that match your specific prescription of where you have hearing loss, right? So you might have more hearing loss typically in the higher frequencies where there's women's voices, for example, children's voices are in the higher frequencies, and then less hearing loss in the lower frequencies were men's voices, bass sounds, those kind of things. So the majority of age-related hearing loss is you typically lose it in those higher frequencies first before you notice it in the lows. So hearing aids are an excellent option. to just simply turn the volume up.
Dr. Kevin Zahn, Assistant Professor of Otolaryngology at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you so much for this great information. Now I can better understand what my dad goes through with his hearing loss. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you as well.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine.